Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Hey, it's Dave Clemens, and I've got Kaylee Graham here. She's the executive director for St. Vincent de Paul Band. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you as well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, let's talk about what you guys do first at St. Vincent de Paul.
Yeah, great. We're a local social service nonprofit, so we're dedicated to serving people's basic needs. Every St. Vincent de Paul is a little bit different. Here in Bend, our main focus is on food and housing, but we do have some other supports that we help with. For example, we have propane in the wintertime to keep people warm and to have them allow them the ability to cook. We have utility assistance through Pacific Power. We provide prescription and ID assistance and have clothing vouchers. Our food pantry is open Monday through Thursday, and we provide food boxes and sack lunches to anyone in need. You can get a food box twice a month and sack lunches twice a week from us. We also have 13 low-income rentals that are managed by Lava Ridge, and rent ranges anywhere from, you know, $650 to $1,300, so it keeps it really affordable for Bend. And then as of 2022, we have a high-barrier shelter called St. Vincent's Place, and we have 10 single-dwelling units and a community space that has bathroom, shower, and laundry facilities. So we do a wide variety of things, and we're happy to be here.
And, I mean, you really depend on other people's generosity to keep this thing running, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. A lot of the ways that we keep ourselves in support is through, you know, individual and community donations. We also write grants. And actually, some of the income from our property helps us out a lot. But donations are a huge source of what helps us make a difference, because usually those funds are unrestricted, so we can put them to wherever the highest need is.
Now, I know you guys do some fundraisers. We're going to talk about one of those in just a few minutes. But if somebody wanted to, I don't know, jump online and make a donation, or I don't know, do you need volunteers, or is it mostly donations at this point?
Yeah, I mean, we need everything. Just community support in general is what makes a difference for us. If someone wants to make a donation, they can go to stvincentdepaulbend.org. There is a separate donation tab on there, and you can set up a one-time donation, or you can do a recurring donation. A lot of people don't really think that $5 makes a difference, but really anything helps us. We're such a small nonprofit that we can make the funds last longer. And actually, a $50 donation can provide up to 20 sack lunches for people. So your money does make a big impact. We're always looking for volunteers, especially people who have flexibility in their schedule. We have a few consistent volunteer shifts, but we're always looking for people to fill in, because in a volunteer-run organization, people call out often, and it's nice to have people who are ready to go when time demands.
Sure, sure. And what's the best way to get in contact with you for volunteering?
Yeah, that's a great question. They can also visit our website. So we have a volunteer sign-up page on our website. So that's stvincentdepaulbend.org again. So you can donate and volunteer at the same time. So kill two birds with one stone.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about this. It's called Bands for Bread?
Yes, Bands for Bread.
What's this all about?
Yeah, so let me give a little bit of the backstory. So Bands for Bread started when a local band called the Long Operators reached out to me, and they said, hey, we're really interested in doing a fundraiser to support St. Vincent de Paul. And of course, I was like, that sounds amazing. So there is now 7 local bands that will be playing for us pro bono on October 25th at Bend Brewing from 12:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And Bend Brewing will be donating $1 per alcoholic beverage to us to support us. Like I said, the bands are playing pro bono throughout the event. They're going to encourage donations to St. Vincent de Paul. We'll probably have a little table set up there so people can swing by, ask us questions, see what's going on. So just a really fun time to support the community, listen to some great music, and drink some beer.
Okay, and that's on October 25th. Yes. What day of the week is that?
That is a Saturday.
Oh, good. As long as it's not a school night, I think I can make it.
Not a school night. No, nice. You're safe.
Okay. No, it sounds like a great event, though. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. And we're really so thankful for the Long Operators for facilitating everything and all of the other bands that will be coming out there and putting on a great show for us.
That's great. We've been talking to Kaylee Graham. She's the executive director of St. Vincent de Paul Bend. And thanks again for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.